Once upon a time, a long time ago in the land of Israel, there lived a little boy whose name was David. David was a very good boy. David took care of all of his father's sheep. David was a shepherd boy. Whenever the sheep were hungry, David would give them nice, tender, juicy grass to eat. David loved the sheep. The sheep would go, bah, bah, thank you, David, bah, bah. And whenever the sheep were thirsty, David would get them nice, clear, cool water to drink. And the sheep would go, bah, thank you, bah, bah. David loved his sheep. One day, while David was taking care of the sheep, a great big lion came sneaking through the grass.
What's going on here? Say, this looks like a good place to eat. I think I'll go down there and eat one of David's sheep.
David heard that lion roaring. He was very much afraid. That lion had big teeth. So David prayed to God, asking God to help him. He said, Father, help me not to be afraid of that big lion. And God told David not to be afraid, that he would help him. So David picked up his slingshot, put a rock in there, and began to spin it over his head. And that rock flew through the air and hit the lion right in the head and knocked him out. Wow. All the sheep were going, bah, 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 thank you, David, bah, thank you, bah. But the next day, a great big bear
was creeping through the grass on his way to eat David's sheep. The bear went, I think I'm going to eat David's sheep. Maybe I'll even eat David too.
When David heard that bear, he was afraid again. That bear was so big. But David prayed and said, Father, help thy servant David not to be afraid. And God helped David not to be afraid. Because God always helps those who call on him in a time of need. David picked up the slingshot, put it out in there, and began to spin it over his head. And that rock flew through the air and hit that bear right in the head and knocked him out. Well, again, David saved all the sheep from being eaten up. Well, everything went very nice for David and his sheep friends until one day some very naughty people called the Philistines came to fight with David's people, the people of Israel. And the people of Israel were all afraid to fight them, especially their great big giant, Goliath. And Goliath would make fun of God, and he would say,
so you're God's people, he must be a coward like you.
When David heard that Goliath was making fun of God, David knew that somebody had to go fight him, but nobody in all the land was brave enough. David decided that if no one else would do it, he would do it. So David went to the elders and said, I will fight against that big bully Goliath. And the elders looked at David, and David was just a small boy, and they said, come on, kid, go away, go drink some milk, yeah, come on. And David said, no, no. And David told them about the hungry lion and the bear that he had knocked out with his slingshot. So the elders decided to give David a chance. David took his slingshot and went into the field where Goliath was. And when Goliath saw him, Goliath started to tease David. He went,
"Ah, so they sent a little kid out to fight a man. Get out of here, kid, before I pick you up and make mush out of you. Get out of here."
And David was afraid again because the giant was so big. But David prayed and he said, "Father, help thy servant. Help thy servant against that big boy Goliath. Let me show all the people that God is a good God who helps those in need." And God told David, "I am with thee." So David took up his slingshot one more time, put another big rock in there, and began to spin it over his head. And that rock went through the air and hit that big boy Goliath right in the head and knocked him out. And all the people went, "Yay! Hooray for David! Yay! David won the battle! Hooray! Well, David was such a good shepherd, and he took such good care of his sheep that God knew when David grew up, he would take good care of people too. So God made David king of all Israel. One day when David was king, David wrote a song about God, and he said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Amen.
Open that door.
Today is Sunday, May 18th. It's 2 days after Pat's 6th birthday. Bro is 4 and a half. We're living at 6340 Charter Oaks Circle in Columbus, Georgia. Our telephone number is 568-0384. Now, Pat and Bo and I are going to record some together. Okay, now, let's do something for the tape. What can we do, boys, on the tape? Okay, what do you want to talk about? Okay, Pat, you start and just talk into the microphone and talk softly about some things we did. Hold it where the black part is, okay? And you can talk.
This is Pat Blakey. I am 5, 6 years old, and I know what that was a zero under it. It is a empty set, and zero is 9, and I know another 9 for 9, not, and I know something that I can say, and I can play recorder, and also I want to learn to play baseball and soccer, and I would like for you to meet my brother Bo now.
Hey Bo, would you please say hello?
Hello.
Bo, how old are you now?
4 and a half.
Talk on the tape recorder and tell about all the things you have in your backyard to play with.
A bar, sandbox, and a treehouse, and a swing.
What is your favorite one to play on?
Sandbox.
What are you doing in the sandbox?
Okay.
Do you ever make things in there?
Yeah.
What?
Castles?
Castles in a sandbox.
You just get the dirt with it and you put it in cups and you dump it over and it comes out. And you make it.
Uh-huh. Then what do you do with the cups?
You fill it.
Mm-hmm. And when you finish playing with them, what do
you
do?
You knock them down.
How do you knock them down?
I step on it.
Ooh, I bet that's fun. Well, do you know any songs that maybe you could sing a little song for? Maybe a song that you sing at school or Sunday school.
Is this song you just I know?
Lord, you think so that day?
Jesus loved me just right over the Bible to everybody. That told one to him below, and I wait that he was to us. Yes, Jesus loved me. Yes, Jesus loved me. But the Bible tells me so.
Oh, very good. Do you have a favorite Bible verse that you'd like to say?
Let's see. David and Goliath.
That's a Bible story. Do you like that Bible story? Well, tell me a little about that story. Why do you like it?
David kills the giant.
With whose power did he kill that giant?
God.
Oh, will God help you when you need to have power?
Yes.
He will, won't he? Pat, would you like to come over here for a second and talk also? Pat, talk on the tape and tell about what happened a few months ago when you came forward in church. What happened?
I joined the church and I got baptized. And also, one thing that I did that I liked was getting wet with my clothes on. And I thank you that you have free. Please love God, and I love you, and I love God, and Jesus, make my dad.
Well, thank you, Pat. I think that we've all met me before. Pat, come here for another second. I want to ask you something. If you were to die right now and go to heaven, would God let you in?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I love him and God and his son, and I love everyone, and I hate the devil, that's why.
Mm-hmm. Do you believe that Jesus, when he died on the cross, died for your sins?
Yeah.
Good. Bo, do you believe that too?
Yeah.
Good. That's great, because the Bible says when we believe that Jesus died for our sins, that God forgives us for our sins. Boy, what's a song maybe we could all sing together?
Okay. Red Squirrel.
The Red Squirrel?
Gray
Squirrel. I don't know that one. How about if you and Pat sing it together?
It has roses.
Okay, go ahead and sing it.
Okay. Gray Squirrel, Gray Squirrel. Lift your bushy tail, bright squirrel, bright squirrel. Lift your bushy tail, find the tree. Rachel up to little nose, put the nut between your toes. Bright squirrel, bright squirrel, lift your bushy tail.
What verse do you know, Pat? Is that your tree?
No.
Well, that's not in this.
Now up the tree, you know what?
Oh.
He can bite, and there is a cob of brown squirrel, and I know what to know. And one time I saw a squirrel on our stump.
Okay, now, sometimes we make up things like that, Bo, but that's all right. Do we have squirrels in our backyard?
Yes. Yeah.
What kind? How many squirrels do we have?
One today.
One yesterday,
I mean. But it's not.
Do you like the squirrels?
Yeah! Go to Florida.
Where are you going, Bo?
Florida.
How are you going to get there?
Bus.
And what are you going to do down there?
See Grandpa Grandma.
Uh-huh. Well, it'd be fun. Who are you going with?
Mommy.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bo, I'm very glad to be able to talk to you for a while today. You're a very good boy.